This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we have open phones as always here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. And as always, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind on this New Year's Eve Eve episode.
Twas the Eve before New Year's Eve.
We will talk to you about anything you want here. In fact, somebody's already rolling in here with a phone call, so we'll see what that's all about coming up in a little bit with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain. Wait, I'm sorry, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. I forget how many titles I have.
You're doing an extended week here, Captain. You've been on
for all Captain, all week.
All Captain,
well,
captain
I don't
week.
Know.
The Kickass.
It's like Shark Week, except different.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Just as killer, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you can join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, Captain, you've got a story about American myths that have just been evaporated, that have been proven to be total myths.
You know, I figure it's the end of the year-ish, right? Almost. And so this is kind of a, you know, maybe a look back at all the freedoms and civil liberties we used to have.
That you thought you had, but as they've shown in the year, in just this last year, crystal clear that they don't actually exist. We'll talk about that coming up here, because I think it'll be a nice tie-in to this update from our very own New Hampshire, where there's been protests happening outside of the so-called governor's house. Now, in New Hampshire, there's not a governor's mansion. There's not one really nice house into which every governor moves. And I don't know when this... there is a mansion, but it's never used by the actual governor. So.
Yeah, I just object to governors having mansions, period.
Sure. And, you know, when I first found out that New Hampshire really didn't utilize that, I thought, you know what, that's kind of cool. The, you know, the governors in New Hampshire are a little more down to earth, right? Like, the idea is, hey, you know, I'm just like the people. I will not stay in this mansion. I will just stay in my own home. And, you know, it kind of makes sense from a practical perspective. Governor's terms are only 2 years here, so do you really want to spend the time and the effort to, you know, move into a home when you might have to move out 2 years later?
I don't know. The sports guys do it, right? You know?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, sports guys. An athlete gets signed by Team X, and then, oh, he gets cut, and then he gets signed by, you know, Team Y, and he's got to move. And, you know, the guy can move three or four times over, you know, a four-year period of time, depending on what team he's going to go play for. I mean, they do get paid for it. But then again, so do the politicians. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, the reality is, though, with New Hampshire...
It's not like they're lifting a finger to actually move.
Sure, they're hiring people.
Know? Yeah.
So, with regard to the so-called governor here, King... probably more appropriately calling him King Sununu.
You mean His Excellency.
His Excellency is actually referred to that. For those that don't know, he's referred to that or as that in his so-called executive orders or emergency orders. It actually says His Excellency.
I'm surprised he doesn't like make people kiss his ring and crap like that.
Don't give him ideas. Because that's where this guy is. I mean, he's not down to earth. He's not just like everybody else.
But he's a big coward.
He is hiding. Now, he does live in, like, a normal home. I mean, it's a wealthy home. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a it's not a mansion.
We'll call it upper middle class.
Yeah, I would call it that. Yeah. Lower upper class, upper middle class, somewhere in that range. You know, by no means is it a shack or anything like that. But, you know, he does have his own home, and there have been protests that have been going on outside of that home since late November now. So for more than, I would say, 4 or 5 weeks at this point, every weekend there have been peaceful protests in front of this man's home. Now, if you go to Free Keen on the Free Keen YouTube channel, actually, no, if you go to freekeen.com and search for Sununu and House, you'll find all of the various different posts of the different videos, because there's been a video pretty much from every week that these protests have been going on. And most recently on Monday night, you were on the show, hosting the show, Captain, and you had a gentleman call in, longtime listener Bill D. from Manchester, called in to express frustration over what happened outside of the governor's house this Monday, where multiple people were ticketed for so-called picketing.
Right, and one guy was arrested.
One guy was arrested, and this was at a candlelight vigil. And this was after the town of Newfields, New Hampshire, where the governor's house is, had the city council there, or the town council, had passed a ban on picketing in so-called residential areas.
Yeah, it took them 2 weeks. They proposed it on the 8th, and it was implemented on the 22nd which of December by none other than Michael Sununu.
Which is apparently Chris Sununu's brother.
Interesting.
No conflict of interest there. So the situation on Monday night was pretty outrageous, and in fact, I've got a video. There've been so many videos posted of this, which is a good problem to have. You know, when you've got enough activists around that know what they're doing, you're going to get a lot of videos of police misconduct. And this was definitely police misconduct to come in and threaten and then ultimately ticket and then arrest. They ticketed everybody and they arrested one guy for a candlelight vigil. They actually were claiming that candles were picketing. Now, mind you, picketing itself is supposedly a constitutionally protected activity. And we'll get into the Constitution and how it's all just a bunch of BS at this point. So-called Bill of Rights, etc. Picketing is by definition a free speech activity. If you are holding signs out on what is ostensibly public property, because we're talking about this isn't a private neighborhood.
Right.
There's not a gate. You don't have to, like, trespass to go to this guy's house. It's just a public road that anyone can drive on.
Right.
So standing on a public road or on a public way or side of the road or sidewalk or whatever with a sign is, I mean, that is a time-tested, court-tested, public right of free speech. So to just simply, to even outlaw that in the first place is a violation of the freedom of speech. But to go so far as, now look, I could understand, and I've spent time at these protests. I've gone to three of them at least. And I can understand the objection to amplified sound. I can get that one, right?
Okay.
I can get that. If you're shouting in somebody's neighborhood on a large PA system, that could upset some people. I get that.
Some towns have noise ordinances.
They do.
And it says something generally along the lines of, you know, if your decibel volume level reaches above X, then and it's after this period of time, then you can be issued a citation or whatever. And usually that requires law enforcement to bring out what's known as a dB
meter.
A dB meter. And it measures the sound decibels, the sound pressure in the air, and in order to tell you whether or not you've exceeded the decibel threshold. Most small PA systems, it's hard to do that with just voice.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a full band, be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Which I'm not opposed to doing.
Now, they don't even have that in this town, at least not that I'm aware of, because if they were, they would have threatened us with it. But what they did end up threatening us with was they said that the neighbors had called to complain, so therefore, if we continued, it would be disorderly conduct. Now, this isn't Monday night. This is a week prior to that.
Yeah.
That it would be disorderly conduct. So they didn't say, oh, you're over the noise limit. It was just someone complained, therefore now we can tell you stop or else.
Right, right.
And I'm a protest guy. I like these things. I think it's important. I think free speech is important. So I'm not saying that I'm entirely in favor of noise ordinances, but at the very least I can understand where they're coming from with that one. Nobody wants to be disturbed in their home, okay? So, and he does have normal neighbors who live next to him. So, I mean, I feel sorry that they live next to the scumbag.
Yeah.
But, look, the scumbag doesn't have an office anymore that you can go protest at.
Right.
Because they've closed the state house, which is where his office is. You cannot go and be seen at the state house by these people. So his office is now in his home. Now, whether his office was in his home or not, I still support coming to these people's houses.
Amen.
Because they're ruining our lives. They're ruining our home lives.
Yeah.
They're ruining our businesses. The least we should be able to do is go and protest out in front of their damn house.
Oh, poor widow Governor Sununu. He doesn't like it when there's a disturbance in his neighborhood.
He is very upset now, apparently. He posted this today on his Twitter account.
Does Mr. Sununu have a little sad?
He said this. Today, I announced that the 2021 outdoor inaugural ceremony has been canceled amid ongoing public safety concerns. My first responsibility is ensuring the safety of my family and our citizens, he said.
So, and of course, in this instance, public means him.
Yeah, public is a code word for government.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one they don't teach you in school. But we'll continue, because that was just one of five posts that he made in a series of
translation. I'm too scared to go through the inauguration as usual because there were some people outside my house.
Yeah, and he says more as well about the people outside of his house coming up here, and he straight up lies about them on the way. You can share your thoughts with us here. Our number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. We invite you, if you want to join us, you can. Our number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And the captain.
Perhaps you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and you've been, you know, putting it off, looking into Divi. Well, you can go now to DiviProject.org. And you can learn more about Divi, what makes it different, and how they can, how you can very easily run a Divi masternode. All you got to do is go to DiviProject.org, dig in there, and if you've got questions, you can connect directly with the Divi team through their Telegram channel, which is linked to over at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. And man, is it so easy to do this masternode? It really is super easy. I've set it up, and I've gone through some of these masternode setup processes with other cryptos before, and if you don't know what you're doing, you got to hire somebody with these other cryptos. Yeah. With Divi, you don't. You can just do it yourself, and it's super easy. DiviProject.org. If you don't have any Divi, you can buy some on several exchanges or just get it straight from the Divi team at DiviProject.org. You can connect again to their Telegram channel and talk to them directly, DiviProject.org. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll give you more of what the His Excellency,
King Sununu,
the king, has said about his upcoming coronation, which was supposed to be in public.
Coronation?
Yes. That's what you do with a king.
Oh, right. I got you. I was like, isn't it an inauguration?
That's what they officially call it, but we all know
I understand.
It is.
I understand where you're going with that now.
So let's go first, though, to Mark in Tennessee. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
How are you tonight?
Hey, Mark.
Mind.
Thanks.
Hey, what's on my mind is I guess I'm patting myself on the back a little bit, but I'm kind of proud. It's been a year since I started streaming Free Talk Live over Float, FLOTE.app, or you might say Float.tv.
Yep.
And I've been able to actually create what is essentially an internet radio station using LRN and Free Talk Live and to promote the show. And here it is a year later.
Well, that's good, because a lot of people, you know, they give up when they start a new hobby and they start a new project. You know, it's tough out there. There's a lot of competition, so kudos to you.
I just want to give you the kick-ass seal of approval.
Well, I appreciate that. We carry the video feed when we have it available, say whether it's your DLive or something else, and we feed that through our Float channel at Studio 8424 LRN.
Excellent.
And that is the channel for Free Talk Live on Float.
All right, so what is Float? So listeners out there may not be familiar.
Well, Float is, you might say, like other social networks, but in a way it's not like them. A new user to Float gets their own crypto wallet and gets their own free speech stream key. And I call it a free speech stream key because they have a different ethos on Float compared to other censorious social networks. And you guys have met Kingsley and other people in Float as well, but it was nice to kind of have you come in to Float once I started the station. And it's just a whole different methodology, a whole different ethos and the way things work over here.
Well, Float's run by actual libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types. So, like, Kingsley is the CEO or whatever over there, and his wife, Erin, you know, they came to ForkFest this year and Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it was cool to finally have them up here for once. I don't think they'd ever been here before, so that was cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one day I'll make that trip if we all live through all what we're dealing with here.
Well, I think we'll live through. Certainly we're not going to die because of COVID. I mean, that seems pretty unlikely. Now, we'll die because of the police cracking our heads open. Now, that's another question.
Absolutely. But I just wanted to say, you know, this is something that's important because when you talk about advertising the show, anyone who has a Bluetooth car stereo can pull up on their cell phone the channel via our at Studio 8424 LRN. They can get LRN on their phone, pipe it through their car stereo, or they can go to Float, FLOTE.TV on their smart TV browser, and they can watch or listen to any Float TV channel. So that means they can get, you know, just with a remote control on a smart TV. Mm-hmm. It's pretty remarkable what you can do with it. And so I teach people to think about it in terms of being a TV station or a radio station. It's a little bit different than what you just think of a social network.
Yeah, it's a social network sort of with a built-in, like you said, crypto wallet, which is a neat thing. I don't think any of the other ones have that, do they? I mean, I don't spend any time on any social networks these days. But
yeah, I'm not on Float yet.
That's
personally.
Definitely something that is that makes it different. Mark, thanks for calling. Thanks for supporting Free Talk Live out
yeah,
there.
Keep it up, man.
On your channel. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight. So yeah, and it's that easy. You know, we share our video feed and our audio feed to anybody that wants it. We don't believe in intellectual property here. I mean, I can't speak for you, Captain, but
no, I have no, like, if anybody wants to use any of my parodies, go ahead.
Nice.
You know, please do. Any of my original music as well.
I mean, I always appreciate attribution, so it's nice when somebody says, hey, we got this from Freekeen or Free Talk Live or whatever, but if you don't do it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything about it.
Yeah. If you're going to do something largely commercial, give me some credit. That's
it. You know? So thank you for that, Mark. Definitely appreciate it. So head over to LRN.FM, and you can always grab our audio streams there any old time that you want. So we're talking about Chris Sununu, the so-called governor, a.k.a. the king here in New Hampshire, who has been ruling with an iron fist and has had a man arrested with a phalanx of police outside of his house on Monday night and ticketed like several, if not 10, activists out there for having a candlelight vigil, and I'm not even sure they even got to turn the candles on.
Attempting to have one.
Yeah, they had some electric candles, and I don't, at least in the video footage I watched, I didn't see them with the candles on at any point. They swooped in on them as soon as they arrived, before they even had a chance to really even get anything out of their trunk.
I haven't had a chance to review the videos that were posted today, but the ones that I saw yesterday were rather revealing in that what these folks have been accused of doing was they were obviously not doing.
Yeah, so now Sununu is saying on Twitter, this was 5 hours ago, he said that he has announced his outdoor inaugural ceremony has been canceled amid so-called public safety concerns. He says his first responsibility is ensuring the safety of his family and citizens. He goes on with post number two in a series of five posts. For weeks, armed protesters have increasingly become more aggressive, targeting my family, protesting outside my private residence, and trespassing on my property. So, first of all, okay, maybe some of the protesters were armed. Maybe. I mean,
you can do that here in New Hampshire.
Yeah. They weren't slinging rifles on their backs or hefting them in their hands or anything like that.
It wasn't like there was a bunch of Boogaloo boys in full garb and,
I'd be fine with that, but they
weren't there.
I'd
be fine with that, too, but there wasn't, it wasn't like, there was no, like, militia. It was just average citizens.
Yeah, I mean, if people were armed, they were all concealing it, because even at the so-called open carry protest, there were only, like, one or two people, and I was one of them, that was carrying.
But to be fair, I've lived here now for a year and a half. I have seen more open carry since I've lived here than anywhere else I've ever lived, and I think it's awesome.
It's great. It's great. Yeah, it keeps those massholes out of here. They don't like that. Scares them away.
And it makes a polite society.
Yeah. So he says, an outdoor public ceremony simply brings too much risk, he says.
To him?
Yeah, he's scared. Little Sununu's scared. So we'll tell you more about it. Plus, what was originally planned for this outdoor ceremony, which is the reason why they're canceling it. I'll share with you coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's second case of a new, more contagious strain of coronavirus is now confirmed in California.
Health officials saying a 30-year-old man from San Diego got it without any recent history of travel. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He reminds everyone,
you know what we need to know about this? This is the opposite side of the coin, that we don't need to panic here, because this strain, we hear the word mutation and we get really worried, but I want everyone to know that over the course of a pandemic, new strains always mutate. They always change.
The top GOP leader in the Senate says there's no realistic path to quickly pass bigger stimulus payments. Mitch McConnell saying he won't be bullied into rushing out more money. He's keeping the $2,000 tied into a package with two other issues. USA Radio News. A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 74 points to close at 3410. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan, join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Twitter. Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Oh, I just said toll free. Damn it. I've been doing so good.
10 demerits.
I had
10 Free
so
Talk
good.
Live demerits.
Although I only gave out the number on accident the first night. So I've done all right.
Do you think people are calling the other number?
I know the first night, Andy, our former co-host, did call that original. I think he'd saved it in his phone, and he didn't know.
He's like, I'm going to call in.
Right.
Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, hey, save this one now. 603-283-6160. Can't guarantee it. We're going to keep this one for very long, but that's what we have for now. 603-283-6160. And you can always call in via our chat room. We got the Matrix server, and you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. That's the way to call in. Almost no one does it, but that's the best way to call in. It takes some hoop jumping to get there, though. You have to set up an account, and it takes a little bit of time. Go to chat.lrn.fm. You can get the step-by-step instructions on how to do that. That's chat.lrn.fm. Ian and the captain in the studio here tonight. Coming up, let's just give you the good news right now. Bitcoin crashed through $29,000.
All-time high.
Yeah, it's been almost every day since Christmas. It's been almost every single day there's been a new all-time
Happy
high.
Holidays to us.
It really is. Thank you, Bitcoin. Now, how long this will keep up for, we don't know. How high will it go before it finally takes a big crash? Because that's sort of the history of Bitcoin, is like it'll run up real big. It'll run up real big real fast, and then it'll crash real hard. And then it takes it like a few years, 2 or 3 years, to kind of run up again and then crash. But every time it crashes, it always crashes at a higher level than the last time it crashed.
Right. Yeah, it comes to a rest at some point.
Now, there's no guarantee that that pattern will continue.
No, not at all.
But that has been the pattern.
And it could be that since... My belief, anyway, is the reason that it's rising is because we're finally seeing institutions throw big chunks of money at it.
It's a factor.
You know, that's my opinion.
Factor
on,
that
on why
plus
it's rising.
The trillions of dollars that have been printed in just this year alone.
Yeah, and the devaluation of the dollar always makes Bitcoin worth more dollars because the more dollars there are in existence,
right?
You know, the less the dollar is worth. So.
And I love gold, but... The gold supply can be manipulated by, you know, big banks and these gold houses or whatever that can issue fake gold, basically. Not like not that they're giving out fake gold, but they're giving out certificates.
That's why I like gold banks.
Saying that they have this gold in their vault when they might not have the gold in their vault.
Yeah, try and take delivery of some of your gold, see what happens.
Yeah. They get real squirrely.
Oh, what? You want what?
Yeah,
what?
We'll get that to you in 90 days.
Yeah, if ever.
Right? So, you know, the price of gold hasn't quite done the same thing as Bitcoin. In fact, nowhere close. Although that said, it has gone up as well over time. So, you know, get your value out of the dollar. I don't know. I'm not an investment advisor, but you don't have to be, you know, too smart to be able to look at the dollar and say, oh, that's being debased.
Yeah, I mean, currently, most folks still need to have a certain amount of FRNs, that's Federal Reserve notes for those of you paying attention at home.
The Shire-Free Church behind the show definitely has some FRNs.
Yeah.
But the bulk of the church's savings is in crypto.
Yeah. And so, I mean, even if that is the case and you need some FRNs, take a portion of what you would normally save and find a cryptocurrency you like. It doesn't have to be Bitcoin. It could be Bitcoin Cash. It could be any of the other thousands of cryptocurrencies. Read the white papers and find one that you like with some features that you think are cool.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe throw some money at it. See what happens.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Diversify a little bit. Yeah, take a percentage of what you would normally save. You know, 5% or something like that.
I did that. I think I did like... I don't remember what it was on behalf of the church. I took some of the Bitcoin back in 2017, and I bought Dash and Bitcoin Cash and some of these alternatives. And I think I spent like 5% or 10% of what I had in the Bitcoin on those other things.
But
they've all taken a dive since then by comparison to Bitcoin.
I don't know. Ethereum was up over $700, so... You know.
Yeah, Ethereum's pretty strong, but even it has been, I think. I'll have to pull up the
charts. It's been lagging behind, but I don't know what the all-time high of Ethereum is. I think it's $1,200.
Well, remember, you're looking at it in terms of dollars, whereas if you look at it in the terms of Bitcoin, it's actually kind of up and down. So unlike Dash and Bitcoin Cash, those have been on a straight downward trajectory over the last 2 years. Ethereum is kind of like all over the place. Like it was up, then it was down, then it was up again. So it's not really
well. And Ethereum
remarkable.
Doesn't have the same scarcity that Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash has.
That's true, right?
They have sort of a different way of handling the supply of it. So I've often wondered why Ethereum hasn't had a big jump the way that, you know, Bitcoin has, because I think Ethereum has a little bit better use case.
So we've been, as Bitcoin has been going up in value, we've been looking at the chart of the American corporations. Now, these are the publicly traded ones. We don't know what the private ones are worth, we can't speak to those. But Bitcoin, its total market cap, it passed $500 billion a few days ago. Mm. Now it's up to $543 billion in counting.
So nice.
Now that it's over $29,000 per Bitcoin. So you take the price of one Bitcoin and you multiply it times the number of Bitcoin, which right now is, I believe, 18.5 million and change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 18.5 and change million Bitcoins. You multiply that and you get $543 billion. That now moves it up the charts. It was sitting at number 8. Just a few days ago, it is now at number 7, having displaced Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated. So Bitcoin has now knocked out every single bank and investment house that's on the top 50 largest American companies list.
Not to mention outperformed them all.
Well, yeah, that too, for sure. I mean, it crushed Bank of America. They were only $259 billion. PayPal at $279 billion. MasterCard, $334 billion. Visa at $487 billion. So that was the last one it displaced.
Right.
And then, J.P. Morgan Chase at $379 billion. And now Berkshire Hathaway at $531. So next up, Tesla is in the crosshairs. Now, it's going to have to jump up a little bit more because Tesla is up at $627 billion, so it's got another billion it's going to have to add in order
to... Hasn't that guy been changing his tune back and forth about Bitcoin recently, too? Like, if he's, Bitcoin, but then he's like, Bitcoin. You know, he goes back and forth from positive to negative.
Yeah, I don't know. I have heard him say, like, Dogecoin, so he definitely is aware of...
Well, he asked recently, like, hey, is it possible to make a huge transaction in Bitcoin, you know, to the tune of, you know, millions of dollars or whatever? And everybody's like,
yes, it is.
Yeah, sure.
So he didn't know?
You know, like, you would think that some guy who's considered, like, a technology, you know, top of the food chain kind of technologist guy, that he would know more about Bitcoin. Maybe he does, and he's just playing dumb. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, giving off that image so that he can remain cool with his corporate buddies.
Maybe so. I mean, we did definitely talk about a financial so-called expert last night on Free Talk Live who doesn't understand Bitcoin.
That's true.
Doesn't know Jack Squat about it. So anyway, kudos Bitcoin. It's now at number 7 on the top 50 of all the corporations. And again, just so listeners know, Bitcoin's not a corporation. It's not a company. It's just a thing. It's just an online form of money.
It's an invention, what it is.
Successful.
It is a new technology. It's still new. It's 12 years old, but it's still new. People always ask, because they know I'm into Bitcoin, like, what do you think the next Bitcoin is? Well, it's Bitcoin. It's so new that it's still Bitcoin.
Well, I think they're asking what's going to beat Bitcoin. What's going to displace it?
Well,
what thing? Which crypto?
You know, I think they're asking, where should I put my money? You know?
Sure, and I won't say, because I don't know.
Well, but they're asking, what's the next Bitcoin?
Yeah.
It's Bitcoin. It's still Bitcoin.
Yeah, there will be something else.
There will, yes. Something right now, in my opinion, I'm not a financial advisor either, but in my opinion, it's still Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies, too.
Well, that's a non-responsive answer, Captain, and it's fine, because...
I think I've made myself clear.
Sure.
Bitcoin, and then all the other cryptocurrencies.
But what's going to replace Bitcoin? That's what they're asking you.
Well, nothing yet.
Well, they're asking you to predict what will replace Bitcoin. You're being very dodgy.
Dodgy? Are we British all of a sudden?
Just say, I don't know.
I left it in the boot of my car.
Just say, I don't know. I have no idea what's going to replace Bitcoin. Whatever it is, we may not have even seen it.
It'll be kick-ass coin.
Whatever it is. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Talk Live. Open phones as always. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And thanks to Singularity and Vincent for giving me the heads up that, whoops, forgot to hit the start button on the video streams.
10 more demerits. You're up to 20 demerits.
Yeah. Hopefully everything will go smoothly tomorrow night. Why? We can't tell you yet, but we're going to have an interesting New Year's Eve show planned for you.
It's a very special show.
It will be, and we'll tell you about that tomorrow night. So, meanwhile, it's Ian here with you.
I'm the captain.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. I do want to say thank you to Seehaw. Seehaw.
Is that like hee-haw? Seehaw!
Seehaw is a supporter of the Free Talk Live AMP program. So thank you, Seehaw, for backing us up with $5 a month as a silver amplifier. He's somebody who cares.
Oh, now I feel bad about making fun of him.
He cares enough.
He gives us $5. Sorry, Seehaw.
Appreciate it, man, because it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, and that's important. So really do appreciate that.
If it makes him feel any better, we'll absolve half of your demerits because I made fun of his name.
Well, my demerits?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Seehaw.
So, yeah, thanks, Seehaw. I appreciate that. We do appreciate it, though. The AMP program really does help us, and it makes a difference. So if you want to get some cool perks, some benefits, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, debit card, or Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Again, we were just celebrating the $29,000 mark here for Bitcoin. I mean, at this rate, it could hit $30,000 before the night's over, given what it's been up to recently. So, wow.
That'd be great. You predicted, though, like when it hit 25,000 on the 25th or whatever, you're like, will we see 30,000 by the 30th?
Almost. It's not quite there yet at $29,185 as we speak. So anyway, let's get back to the other story, which was the governor here, the so-called governor, Chris Sununu. He's scared. He's scared of those so-called aggressive protesters. That's the term he uses to describe the, quote, armed aggressive protesters targeting my family, he says, protesting outside my private residence and trespassing on my property. He says he's canceling his outdoor inaugural ceremony that was scheduled to happen on the 7th. Now, here's what else was scheduled to happen. I don't know if you heard about this, Captain, but the people who were upset about this, upset about this tyrant that had declared their independence last week, by the way, if you missed that story.
I saw the story, and in fact, I've been meaning to ask you about it.
I was there.
And you were there. And I don't think you've talked about it on air yet, have
you? I did.
Oh, you did?
Last week.
Oh.
But I'm happy to talk about it again.
I must have missed that episode.
And we always have new people listening. So what would you like to know?
Well, it sounded to me like the government was fired.
They were. We fired them. There was a, we put a sign up on their front door.
So then why is Flununu doing anything anyway?
Well, he's a tyrant. So, I mean, he's going to do whatever he wants to do.
And he's been fired. He has no job anymore. So he should look for something else to do.
Unfortunately, not everyone agrees with his firing. And he certainly still has his sycophants, including the men and women of the state police, who were at his residence on Monday evening and targeted multiple peaceful candlelight vigilists outside of his house for ticketings and at least one arrest. And now he's saying that he's canceling his ceremony. So what was going to happen at this coronation on January 7th was, first of all, it was supposed to be outdoors. Now, it's, you know, it's cold here in New Hampshire. Normally they have these indoors, but due to COVID, they were going to have this one outdoors for the first time, apparently, in New Hampshire history.
Was it
going to
be, like, inside of a tent, but outdoors?
I'm not sure what they had planned.
Because that's the new outdoors, is indoors except outdoors.
But whatever it was they were planning, they've canceled. Because he is afraid. The rumor was, there was people who have been talking about this, and people who I take seriously. This wasn't, I don't think they were joking, I think they were serious about this. The plan was to bring multiple gun-toting people to block Sununu from being inaugurated.
Ooh, nice.
To physically stand between him and whatever podium.
Oh, I like it.
Or whatever.
The human blockade.
With guns. And it was an interesting idea. Unfortunately, now they're canceling the event. Sununu goes on to say, "We do not make this decision lightly, but it is the right thing to do."
Yeah, he does. He makes the decision lightly. Of course he does, because he's surrounded by a gang of thugs who are armed themselves.
In consultation with the Attorney General MacDonald and Senate President Morse and Acting Speaker Packard, I and the Executive Council will be sworn in during a small ceremony attended by leaders of both houses of the legislature and virtually attended by all other members on the 7th of January. I will deliver my inaugural address live at 7 p.m. on the same day. More details will be made public in the coming days. So he is now going into a secret Zoom version of what was going to be a public event that anyone could attend.
Aren't these things supposed to be public?
Yes. Well, technically it's public, they're going to argue, because they'll have a feed, a video feed of it.
Where?
Somewhere. He hasn't announced that yet.
And how does one attend?
He hasn't announced that one yet.
I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither.
No, sir. I don't like it.
No, sir. And it's, you know, he's just a coward. I mean, the guy is, obviously he doesn't trust his agents, right? Like, he clearly doesn't have trust in the men and women who are wearing badges and who showed up at his house to defend him from the terrifying candlelight vigilists out in front of his home. So, but he clearly is not happy or satisfied or trusting of their abilities to actually keep him safe, right? Because if he actually did trust these men with guns, he would be strong. He would come out and say, "I know my men will protect me." He doesn't know that.
That's true.
That's why he's hiding.
There have been rumors of some of the armed people, the agents of government, cops specifically. There have been rumors, at least in one or two of the chats that I've seen, where, like, folks have alluded to the fact that some of the police may not support him.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I mean, that's what people have been saying. That's what a couple of the organizers of the candlelight vigil were saying, that secretly one of them, you know, one cop told him he doesn't support this and that they're going to do something to, like, change the ordinance. I'm like, that is BS. I've never, in the history of going to various different hearings on laws and, you know, proposed bills and things like that here in New Hampshire and proposed repealing of certain bills or whatever, I've never seen a single cop speak against an ordinance, speak against a proposed increase in the size of government, speak against anything like that. I'll give you one exception, but he's not really a cop. He's the jail superintendent, or was the jail superintendent here in Cheshire County. Okay. He actually took his own time. He took a day off from work on more than one day, but you know, whenever he would go to the state house, he was taking a day off, so he wasn't getting paid to show up like the cops. The cops get paid. They show up, and they argue for more government, but this guy actually showed up, and he argued against the war on drugs. So he deserves credit for that, but he's not technically a cop. He's a jail superintendent. So I've never seen a uniformed police officer or an ununiformed police officer speak in favor of ending a drug law or any law for that matter. Speak in favor or speak against, rather, military or militarization of the police. Never seen it happen. So if some cop is telling these protesters quietly, hey, I agree with you guys. We're going to do everything we can to behind the scenes to make this better. No, you're not. You're not going to do anything.
I mean, it could also be an attempt at, like, you know, infiltrating.
It's absolutely an attempt at trying to get the protesters to give up information.
Right.
They're being friendly because they know that if they act nice to you, you're more likely to spill the beans to them. All right, so what are you guys doing? And then, you know, yep, not knowing better, they tell the cop what their plan is. Oh, yeah, we're going to block this. We're going to block Sununu's coronation. Oh, really?
So
tell me more.
I wonder
about
if
that.
They found that out and that's why this is
canceled. Of course they did. You know. Of course they did. It wasn't being kept secret. It was being spread on social media, so they obviously found out about it. And they were scared. And they know that the people in New Hampshire outnumber them. And the people in New Hampshire have more guns than they do.
That is a fact.
So they're hiding now. Mr. Sununu, the governor, King Sununu, Lord King Sununu.
Chicken.
Yeah, he's hiding. He's not even hiding in his own home. He was originally when we first started going to the protests outside of his house. I don't know when he was there last, because he certainly hasn't been there during any of the scheduled protests in the recent 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So rumor has it he's been staying at either some second home that he might have somewhere. He's got, I guess he owns like a ski resort as well. So he's, you know, wealthy. He's got like a whole mountain basically that he owns or something. And some people are saying that he may be shacked up in like a National Guard headquarters or something like that.
He's probably got like a fallout bunker somewhere that he's, you know, hiding in.
I wonder how his wife feels about all this. Anyway, you can join us here, 603-283-6160. Come up, Captain. You've got a story about American myths and how many of them have been proven to be myths this year.
I do.
We'll get into that coming up here. If you want to comment on the coward Sununu or whatever's going on where you live, because they're all cowards, all these governors.
Indeed.
Scum-sucking politicians. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial.
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.